You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. The future of Michigan's cherry industry may be tied to what happens in the courtroom. An Elk Rapids cherry processor is suing the federal government over its power to regulate the industry. The man who filed the lawsuit is encouraged by a recent decision from the U.S. Supreme Court involving raisins. IPR's Aaron Selvig reports.
Have you made a cherry pie lately? If you bought your pie filling at a big store like Meijer or Walmart, there's a good chance it came from here. Burnett Foods in Elk Rapids has been in the cherry processing business for 59 years.
Why don't we go back and do the warehouse and then they'll get this thing going here in a few minutes.
Bill Sherman owns Burnett with his brothers. Way in the back of his factory are rows of pallets stacked floor to ceiling with thousands of cans of pie filling. Pie filling that Sherman can't sell.
It's very annoying and expensive, obviously. And it's just something that we wish we could escape from.
He can't sell these cans of pie filling because of rules enforced by the Cherry Industry Administrative Board. That board is empowered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and it's responsible for regulating the cherry industry. Its main tool is a thing called Marketing Order 930. The marketing order was put into place 20 years ago when cherry prices hit rock bottom. It's meant to stabilize the industry. So every year, the cherry board tells processors like Burnett Foods how much product they can put on the market. And that's how Bill Sherman ends up with a warehouse full of unsold pie filling.
My brothers and I and our children have been in this business since we were teenagers. And we'd like to be able to expand our business.
This year, Sherman is importing tart cherries from Poland and Turkey, cherries he's allowed to sell, while cherries from his backyard sit in a warehouse. He's fed up with the marketing order and has been fighting it in court for years.
I served on the board for, I believe it was 7 years. And in my opinion, the board has become more and more restrictive. We've become very much a no-growth business.
I think Bill's argument carried more weight with me 10 years ago than it does today.
Jim Nugent is vice chairman of the cherry board and a cherry grower.
Because I see the board as being significantly less restrictive than it was.
Nugent says that over the last 5 years, the board has shifted its focus from heavy regulation to trying to expand the market for cherries. And he points out that every 6 years, the cherry growers vote on whether to keep the marketing order. And so far, they have. Bill Sherman's lawsuit isn't against the cherry board. It's against the USDA that authorizes it. And this spring, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down another USDA marketing order. The court ruled the USDA does not have the power to confiscate raisins from growers in California as a means to regulate the raisin market. The USDA did not respond to a request for comment for this story, but Nugent says he's not worried.
My expectation is that it's not going to have an effect on our marketing order because our marketing order does not take possession of the cherries like the raisin marketing order did.
And that does appear to be a key difference. In the Supreme Court case, the USDA was actually physically taking raisins from the plaintiffs, the Horn family. Bill Sherman was there in the courtroom when the case was being argued.
The Solicitor General trying to defend the USDA in the Horn case was sort of almost laughed out of the courtroom, and I'm sure it was one of the most embarrassing moments that guy ever had to experience.
Sherman is hopeful the Horn case will apply to the cherry industry. His argument is that what the USDA is doing to him isn't much different than taking the Horn family's raisins.
The vast, vast majority of our products that we produce are processed in metal containers. And metal containers have a shelf life. And our customers do not want year-old product. So I think an argument could be made that ours is a takings as well.
So far, there's been a mix of rulings from the judges. One ruled in favor of Burnett Foods, but on appeal, another favored the USDA. Both sides are filing legal briefs in preparation for round 3. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.